That is neat.
Okay, maybe I'll just talk away.
Yeah, we are talking away.
Yeah, exactly. So my voice is quite loud. So
Am I okay? My level's fine.
Just,
yeah,
just talk.
All well, right. Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah. So you went up to Scotland last year, then, did you?
Yeah, it was. We went to Mull. I filmed quite a bit on my drone, actually, in Mull, and I've got some great stuff on YouTube about it. But it quite often it was just awful weather, and then my legs were bitten and bitten and bitten by midges. Unbelievable
on Mull.
Yeah, on Mull. So it was all right for maybe 3 days in a week.
Yeah,
and then we went to the Northumberland coast a bit later on in the year.
Right,
while all the rest of the country was in bright, burning sunshine. We were at the Northumbrian coast with just like this kind of weather, drizzle, rain, all the time, every day. You couldn't get dry.
Yeah. We set off for Scotland once, it's my wife and my daughter. We were going on holiday for a week up to Scotland, because that was it. So we left Sheffield, and my wife said, "Where are we going?" I went, "Right, let's check the weather." Yeah. And she says, "It's this bit haphazard." I went, and we went to the Isle of Arran.
Yeah. Following the sun.
We just followed the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a cracking week on the Isle of Arran, and the rest of Scotland was in horrendous weather.
It's just so difficult, isn't it? Again, finding out exactly where you can go. Yeah. We're going to Pembrokeshire this year.
Ah.
And that's apparently it's a secret coast, which
I've
is
done some climbing it, down there.
Yeah. It's apparently really, really nice. I've never been.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we don't want to tell many people about Pembrokeshire.
Yeah.
just to keep that coast unspoilt for us in the van.
Yeah, some nice little harbours and stuff down there as well.
Is there?
There's one called Newquay, which was a bit weird because I thought Newquay, Cornwall or whatever, wherever it is. Yeah. But there's a cracking little spot down there, Newquay. Really
Newquay.
Good. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. It just seems a weird name for Wales, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but no, really good little spot.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
It's going to be nice because I do like... I'm going to talk about filming again with the drone.
Yeah.
I do like the coast, flying along the coast and just getting the waves coming in and going out.
Yeah.
Just for myself. I mean,
yeah.
I can't sell that footage anywhere. It's just so calming and peaceful.
No bird strikes then.
No. The worst thing is the wind, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's too windy, I just can't fly.
You just can't fly. Mm.
Yeah. So that's the way it is. I don't suppose wind stops you when you're doing your ancestry research, does
it?
No,
not at all. No. Well, no, not really. I went up to, what was it, Eskdale, up near Whitby.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was up there last year. Researching the family, and I got so far. You can do so much on the internet, but eventually you've got to go out on
the
ground.
You've got to go and see the real records.
So I got on the train with my bike, went up there and just cycled around Eskdale. I had a cracking week, really good weather. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. So do you have to travel around the country for your...
Sometimes, depends what the client wants.
Yeah.
Take it so far, then you just say to them, right, there's archives in wherever. Do you want me to go and actually... take it further.
Of course, you charge for the travelling and everything. You'd have to.
But there's only so much online, and then you've got to get out and have a look around graveyards and local archives.
So is that how much stuff like digging you have to do? Excuse the pun.
Digging in graveyards. you do.
Because records offices have been burnt down and bombed and everything, haven't they? I think one in Sheffield did it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people want to know about their World War I ancestry or whatever. But it's about 70% of the records got destroyed in the Second World War. So you're lucky to find records.
When you get that gap, then you have to actually go to the players and have a look around, ask people, interview people and everything.
You can. I mean, you'd be surprised. A lot of people, you'll mention a family name sometimes, and people, they used to live in so-and-so farm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surprising what crops up sometimes. Yeah, so you do a bit of...
Bit like a detective.
Yes, it is. Finding out what people did and where they lived. Yeah.
Mm.
But because people move around quite a lot nowadays, you'll go someplace and they don't know.
And family breakups as well. I'm sure that.
Yeah.
So it gives a lot of dead trails.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about dead trails, the on the graveyard side, sometimes you'll find gravestones with wrong information on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, when I first started this, quite surprised me.
Yeah.
And you find out that the family didn't know the facts, so they made it up. Yeah. So they just made it up and put it on the gravestone.
Some estranged cousin has died.
Well, you know, birth dates, you know, stuff like that. They've or ages, and they've I think they were born on, and they'll just, that's what, yeah, they have on the gravestone.
Well.
And it's not true. Yeah. You'll find
that. You should go along with bits of some Tippex and just change them.
Yeah, just adjust it. Yeah. There's a colleague of mine up in Lake District, and she found two gravestones to the same person in different graveyards. And what it was, this family were always buried in one particular graveyard,
yeah,
and this person wasn't in there, so the family had a gravestone made and put in the graveyard.
Oh, but no body.
But they're actually buried in another graveyard,
yeah,
yeah, where there was a gravestone for them. Yeah. Oh. So this person got two gravestones in two different graveyards.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get some interesting things happening.
Yeah. Cool.
You've got to keep a really sort of open mind. Yeah. Be sceptical, but
yeah,
be really open to what people did.
Yeah.
And why they,
I bet it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have gone into that. Although I'm really rubbish on history. I've been watching, what did I watch recently? The Favourite, that historical film.
Yeah,
and then there's Mary, yeah, Queen of Scots, I'm going to watch very soon.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't too impressed with that.
And
at all.
Yeah. And also, I've been going through all the Oscar-winning films of,
yes,
every year.
We do that.
Right, well, I'm doing every best, yeah, film. We've gone from 1927 with Wings.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And one of the most recent ones was A Man for All Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
both of us, we don't know history.
Yeah.
We don't know history. So as, yeah, we're watching... what was the guy called in A Man for All Seasons?
That was Thomas More.
Thomas More, that's,
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
And... there was a Cromwell in that. Someone,
right,
called Cromwell. But,
yes,
it's not, obviously not Oliver
Cromwell.
It's not
Cromwell. Oliver
Cromwell,
no.
Robert,
no,
Cromwell, I think,
yes,
it was.
Yes, and he was the, right-hand man to the king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he basically related to Oliver Cromwell?
I don't know, actually.
All right.
Don't know if it's the same family or not. Not sure.
All right.
Yeah, well, yeah, totally different kettle of,
yeah,
fish.
But,
yeah,
but while we're watching these films, I was actually, let's have a look at that. We're looking it all up on the phones.
Yeah.
Last night we were watching Patton, the,
right,
1970,
yeah,
best film.
Yeah.
With George C. Scott, and that one, he's a, through a modern lens,
he
looks quite a nutcase.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think when you look back through history, you've always got to people, put them in their context at the time.
Yeah.
Because you look at some people, you think, what a nasty person, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you've got to think, what their life was like at the time, and,
yeah,
who they were dealing with, and stuff like this. Yeah. Went back through my wife's ancestry, and she goes back to... the Henry the Third and all this sort of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of them, yeah, they were killing their brothers, they were killing,
yeah,
their wives, they were doing this, that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Game of Thrones.
Very, yeah, and it's like, yeah, but that's what, you know, that's the way they lived in those
days.
It
is brutal.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's absolutely
watching
brutal.
Man for All Seasons, when he,
yeah,
he keeps talking his way out of getting his head chopped off, and eventually the king just chops his head off.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it just.